As you walk into the artisan's house, you enter the vestibule. Our goal in this space is to have a representation of each artist's contribution to the museum. In the center of the room is a miniature roll-top desk that was housed in the attic, hidden for almost 40 years. On the wall above the desk is a collection of rose mauling, which was a popular 1950s craft of hand-painting pre-made stencils onto wooden plates, which was made by Eleanor Hofmeister. Planking the desk are 2 3-foot sculptures of naked women. One is completed and one is still undone, both hand-sculpted by Arthur Hoffman. Sitting on the desk are a few of the collection of antique cameras to symbolize the photography of the artist Callahan. Coming in the future, the floor will be stenciled with quotes from both Beverly and Kim's books. Also, on the other wall is a collection of photos that Uncle Art took as he was modifying the 1925 farmhouse. The first picture starts with the house as it looked in the 1940s from the original owner, which was Lola B. Chapman. The land was sold to her in 1911 by her father, Jacob Mann, for $1. The house was then sold to her husband, Walter Chapman, prior to her death, for also $1. When Arthur purchased the property in 1965, it was from Gail Chapman, the second wife of Walter Chapman. We have photos of what the property looked like in 1965 with all of the outbuildings. Art purchased this house to flip it, never meant to keep it. He did major demolition and reconfigured the original farmhouse, adding 2 wings. These photos show just how much things have changed. We round out the photos of how it looked once Arthur made his new creation. Art ended up staying in this house because he was going blind, and his house flipping side job had to end, as did ultimately his design business. We just recently unearthed photos of what the house looked like when Beverly inherited the home in 1989. We'll be adding these to the vestibule with the changes that Beverly made to the property. And we will round out the photo collection on the house's changes with what it looked like when Kim inherited the house in 2020 and then her modifications. But please note, we truly believe that this house herself is the 6th artist of this museum. We believe she has been the touchstone to housing the works of all these creative people, yet unrecognized artisans. She has been through it all, growing and changing with each artist that has walked her halls.